Joining us today is Katie King, the Balanced Nutritionist. Katie holds a Bachelor of Health Science, Nutritional Medicine, and has built a reputation of cutting through the noise with straightforward, practical food advice. She lives by one simple idea: food is medicine. Today, we're diving into the booming world of wearables and personalized nutrition, separating genuine science from clever marketing. Katie, welcome. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I've been listening to your podcast for quite some time, so there's another avenue to all that, which is great. Katie, we're going to ask you today about all this tech that's actually helping us eat better, or is it just making us more anxious about it? Watches, rings, glucometer monitors, all wearable technology. What are they actually measuring when it comes to food and nutrition?
Well, it depends on what you're looking at, but obviously, you know, as you've already alluded to, on the market now, it's very easy to walk into a store and buy something that, you know, measures your steps, measures your kilometers, measures your blood sugar, you know, looks at your entire gut microbiome mapping. We can take a hair sample and look at minerals. So you can basically test every inch of your body and, you know, apparently find out exactly what's going on from your toenail to the tip of your hair these days.
I guess, how accurate are these devices? I mean, is it a general thing or are they precision? Or is it a bit of both that's out there?
I think it's a bit of both. I think, you know, there is an element of you get what you pay for. You can buy something off a Facebook ad for, you know, $20, $30, $40 that will, you know, promise you, you know, that you'll be the healthiest person in the world if you, you know, test a certain way and follow certain advice. But then obviously we've got other tests that go into the, you know, thousands of dollars. So at the end of the day, it comes down to, if you do want to test, why are you testing? And two, how are you going to interpret the data? Because otherwise it's just going to be a whole lot of numbers that are going to confuse you.
And then you're going to start getting frustrated by it all because you don't know what it means. I mean, aren't glucose monitors just for diabetics, or are they for anybody? That's an example I can think of.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a big question, but I don't understand why somebody would need to measure that data unless they had serious concerns about those levels. And if that's the case, they should be guided by a health professional, not, you know, them looking at the instructions to a test kit, essentially.
All right. So if your health isn't that great, you go to your doctor to find out what's wrong, and you ask them, well, if I get such a device, will that help me keep that under control? That would be a sensible question, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. It's really sensible. And that's great. And sometimes these sorts of tech products can help in that way. It becomes problematic when people aren't guided and, you know, just kind of go for this test everything sort of attitude, because over-analysis leads to paralysis.
And over-monitoring of things makes you far too busy to enjoy life, because all you're doing is monitoring yourself all day.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, yeah, and we know that cortisol, our stress hormones, and all the other hormones that are associated with stress responses are going to cause, you know, exceptional harm as well. So we, you know, in some ways we need to let go and go back to our own intuition and what our bodies are actually telling us. And then, you know, move to data, perhaps, if there is a firm reason to do that.
Indeed. Personalized nutrition is a real thing, but is it a way to sell more products? Well, I guess what you're saying to me, people are testing for everything. They don't need to. So they are selling more products, aren't they?
Yes, personalized nutrition is important. I stand by that. Everybody is, like, our bodies are different in some ways, but we are missing the point of getting the basics right first. You know, like, there's no magic diet out there. You can't suddenly add blueberries to your diet and, you know, change everything. We've got to look at everybody getting certain basics right. Lots of fresh food. Lots of fresh food, that was. Plenty of water, you know, cutting down on sugar. That applies to everybody. And then if you want to take it another level, okay, great. Perhaps you can work out exactly what is best for you. And, you know, living that way 80% of the time can be really helpful. And then the other 10 to 20% is that, like you said, the cream on the top, the living life, the you know, day-to-day things that happen that we enjoy as human beings.
Okay. Now, my boss would get me to do a bit of AI. Okay. And I've done a bit. And I think, well, that was great, but it didn't really help me. Where does AI fit in with meal planning apps, food tracking tools, and generally helpful, and or another thing, trying to feel guilty about not using? How does AI, even fix any of that?
I think AI can be helpful and potentially be a guide, but we just need to make sure that it doesn't take over our own intuition and thought process, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I said to the boss. Sometimes what I've been doing for years, it still works. So why not stop? Why stop using that instead of AI? And it makes sense what you're saying. If it's not really going to help you, well, don't use it.
End of the day. I mean, eating well is not necessarily that complicated for everybody.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, it's not rocket science, and you know, at the end of the day, you've got to actually just do the basic stuff day in, day out.
But there are people out there who eat a lot of junk food. For them, this might be helpful to say how unhealthy they are.
Potentially, yes. Yeah. If it's going to give them a bit of a kick up the butt, yes. And then obviously having assistance to sort of put those healthy habits into practice and making it, you know, a daily habit is what will carry that forward into a lifestyle.
One of the questions that's come in to me recently, at-home gut health kits and DNA diet tests. Are we paying for science, or is it another case of sophisticated marketing, or is it all hunk and bunkum?
Again, there is a broad spectrum of these sorts of products available. When somebody is considering purchasing these products, I would say as general advice, first of all, who's guiding you as far as interpreting the results? And secondly, where are they drawing the recommendations from? So if they're drawing conclusions, for example, if we have a gut health test that says, okay, you have this particular type or spread of bacteria and it should look like this instead, where are they getting that data from? How many people have they tested to know that, you know, your gut is, you know, wrong for XYZ reasons and should be more like this? Because gut health in particular, some people's bodies can respond quite differently to different levels of bacteria. Like, for example, you know, you could have a particular parasite in your gut that may affect you differently to how it affects me. So sometimes these things aren't as cut and dry as they may seem on paper. So we need to be careful about that.
I like what you're saying, but who should, well, okay, if that happens, should they seek advice from someone? Who should they see?
A nutritionist, a naturopath, maybe an integrated doctor, anyone who has that really in-depth knowledge of gut stuff in particular. And anybody going down that route of gut health and testing, it can be quite expensive, should be doing that for a reason. They should have strong indications that, you know, testing their gut health is, you know, going to lead to a solution. It's not just, oh, I'm just going to do it, you know, because I'm chasing a white rabbit.
It kind of touches on the next question I got. What happens when an app says one thing and your body says another? You basically kind of answered that. Don't trust the app. Obviously trust what your body's telling you. Obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And that can go both ways, because sometimes the data says you're perfectly healthy and you know you're not because you feel dreadful. And then other times you feel fantastic and yet, you know, some of these tests might say, well, actually you should be taking XYZ supplement and doing this and, you know, taking that pill and whatnot. And then we know, okay, well, hang on. I really don't think I need to do that. I'm actually doing fine.
Yeah. And that's sometimes where someone in the know, like yourself, we'll obviously be able to give that kind of an answer to the person who's asking the question in the first place. So sometimes you need that human interaction, not AI.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Now, a client walks in within 6 months of glucose data on their phone. Where do you even start? How does your role change from when a client arrives within months of wearable data? Does all that data really mean anything to you? I suppose you can read something into it.
Well, I mean, glucose is quite specific. It can tell us if there is a, you know, reasonably serious problem or not. So yes, that could be helpful if it was an issue related to blood sugar.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are other tests where 6 months worth of data may be redundant if it wasn't, you know, the right test for the right symptoms that we were trying to solve.
For someone who wants to be smarter about nutrition, is there one simple free thing listeners can track right now without buying any technology at all?
Yeah, just how they feel, essentially.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, how are you feeling on a day-to-day basis? How are your energy levels? How are you sleeping? You know, how are you feeling? That can tell us so much. And we don't often take the time to just stop and be in our own bodies and think about that.
That's an important question and an important answer you just given. I appreciate all that you've said to me today. Brilliant insights there from Katie King, unpacking how accurate wearables really are, whether personalized nutrition is a genuine science or clever marketing. While your own hunger signals still matter more than any app or algorithm, the takeaway? Trust your body first, let the data support it. And thanks for your time today, Katie. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
She's the founder of The Balanced Nutritionist, and you can tune into more Down to Earth Food and Medicine podcast with Katie King, The Balanced Nutritionist, right here at 1015fm.com.au.